Chandler, we just had Julian on, and he said he was distracted during our interview by the foliage in his backyard. Where are you right now? Are you leaf peeping as well?
No, actually, I'm in the sauna right now, getting some sweat. I'm trying to break a little sweat over here. But I have a question before I finish this answer.
Yeah.
Just that I'm the second guest. How come Omar's the second guest? I want to be the first guest sometime. Julian, he should go after me.
Well, you're the best. We saved the best for last. I mean,
Julian's the opening act.
I mean, yeah, he gets the crowd warmed up. I mean, you come and finish him off.
I guess I'll take it.
Chandler, nobody. Led Zeppelin doesn't open for anybody. Okay, you are the closing act.
Okay.
He's like, who's Led Zeppelin?
He's Led Zeppelin.
I guess I'll look at it that way.
Well, now, what I'm really concerned about is you're in the sauna, you're working up a sweat. Did you not work up a sweat enough last night? We saw you in a lot on passing situations. Did you not get enough snaps last night?
You know what? I do this is something after every game, something I do. I'll go in the sauna. No matter how many snaps I play, it's just a little... What ritual I do? It's a feel good day for your body, and I feel good.
Were you banged up a little bit last? Because I was surprised when I saw easily, in the game, and you coming only in on third downs. Was it a shoulder issue? Or how you feeling?
I'm just trying to get better. You know, I'm just trying to improve every day, and just doing my job. Whenever my number gets called, that's when I go out there.
You know, Chandler, we've talked a lot about, obviously, a great addition to your team, a guy like Darrell Revis, and how we can change a team. And it seemed like yesterday maybe finally found that number one wide receiver to lock down and what it can do free-up-wise defensively for you guys and putting pressure on quarterbacks. Did you sense that same thing and just how talented that guy is and how it can change your defense?
Very impressed. Very impressed with Darrell Revis' play last night. I actually even tweeted that this morning. About how good Darrell Revis did, but not just Darrell, the whole defense. You know, our front seven and even the secondary, we did a good job of just buying into the game plan, just executing. So a lot of that success from last night just comes into us doing exactly that.
Staying with the theme of Darrell Revis for a second here, Chandler, Ty Law after the game last night said that he had sent Revis a text saying, no matter what the play is, run up to the line of scrimmage and press anyway. If he had done that, would that screw the defense up at all, or does it matter at all to you what he's doing based on your job?
You know what? I'm not really a corner specialist. It sounds cool. it sounds cool. Maybe that's some corner talk that you have to talk to Darrell Revis about. But, if it was me personally, and if I was playing corner, I would stay as far as back as possible with my speed going against the wide receiver.
Oh, well, you got that closing speed, huh?
I don't know about all that.
Well, hey, listen, Chandler. When the off season started and then the preseason games came around, and is this kind of what you thought the defense would look like as far as just the game plan that went out there and how you guys were able to just play so well last night?
There's always predictions and things of that nature, but you never know how a defense is going to look until you're out on the field and you got all the players together and working with one another. So. Like I said, you're just supposed to, in a situation like that, you just play it out and just see how things pan out and see how things go. So, we're still just trying to put our best foot forward and play our best game every week.
Were practices a little bit more intense this last week, based on just how badly everybody played, against Kansas City and how rough that week was and all the criticism that the team was getting? Were people in a good mood and kind of, trying to act like it didn't happen, or was it a little more, fiery, a little fired up?
Honestly, practice is always intense, over here at the Patriots. And that's what I like, even if we win, if we had lost, no matter what the score is, and that's how I expect it next week, even though we did win this week, our practice is always going to be intense. And then that's just how things are here. So, I feel like I want to add to that. I also feel like the players, even in the locker room, we knew what we had to do. Not even down on ourselves because of the loss, but I feel like we knew what we had to do this week, and we went out there and did what we had to do.
Yeah, because we were talking about that earlier, Chandler, and it's like, a lot of it after the game was, take that media, take that some fans that were negative, and my point was, that can motivate you. But it really probably was just we need to play better as a team, right? I mean, you guys can hear the noise and use it to motivate you all you want, but it was you guys actually playing a lot better and better than we've seen all week, all year long, really.
Yeah, you just have to ignore the noise and just do your job, and that's exactly what we did.
Chandler, this was a big win for you guys in the sense, not just because you needed one at this time, but also because now you got a head-to-head tiebreaker against the Bengals, should you guys need that if you both were to win your division, for instance. But you would have to win the division first to do that. You're on the road against a division foe. You have one loss in that column already against Miami from earlier in the year. What can you take from that experience to help motivate yourselves for this game on the road against the Buffalo Bills coming up?
You know what? Not even looking, you know, even that far ahead about the division and about, you know, seedings and all the things of that nature. We know we have a division game next week, and we have to win. And I feel like we have to play our best game in order to win this game. So that's what we're going to try to go out there and do.
All right, so Chandler, every question about this game that comes up during the course of the week from the media, the Bengal game I'm talking about, do you just spin that the way Bill did and just say that we're on to Buffalo, we're on to Buffalo, we're on to Buffalo? You're going to put that on a loop and track it over and over again for everybody?
Well, you know, win or lose, I feel like everything has to be short-lived. You know, even if we had played terrible, even if we played great, you know, win or lose, you just have to, you know, flush it because, you know, football, there's a lot of weeks in football, so... you know, you just have to move on because I know the other teams, I'm pretty sure that the Cincinnati Bengals are, you know, looking at their next opponent. So you just have to keep going forward.
Hey, did you hear anything about the Chris Mortensen report, just about what they were talking about as far as, you know, Tom Brady, you know, not liking the way things are going, doesn't like the personnel moves? Do you guys discuss this in the locker room at all? I mean, do you walk by TV at breakfast? Do you guys notice it? If you're playing a night game, are you not watching ESPN or any of the other pregame shows that are going on during the day?
I did not see or hear about a Chris Mortensen report. You know, I don't know.
Did you hear one of the Buffalo's players talking about how soft you were and they were going to pancake you?
No.
You didn't hear that? They called you out. I don't remember who it was, but I heard a report. They were like, we're coming after Chandler Jones.
Something about a left tackle.
Something about the left tackle. I forgot what his name was. Like, you're soft. Your brother's a weak fighter. Yeah, they were really being mean to you. Like, I'm just saying, like, I can't actually quote who it was because I saw it
anonymous.
Come across my... Yeah, it was anonymous.
Anonymous source.
We play them in a few days, so I mean...
All right, good. Use it. Use it, Chandler. Use it as fuel.
Hey, real quick, Chandler, since Christian brought it up, I don't think we've spoken to you since the word came out. Are you going to help your brother with his fine?
With his fine? Wait, what fine?
He got a fine. Yeah, he got a fine. He got, like, was it $50,000?
For the whole incident,
yeah,
right?
The whole incident. They ended up fining him.
Oh. I'm sure. I'm 100% sure he doesn't need help. That guy probably has... a lot more money than I do. So.
All right,
fine.
All right, Chandler, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. We'll catch up with you again next week, all right?
All right, hold on. We have a special guest.
Wait, what?
Just walk into the room.
Oh, put Big Vince on.
Never mind.
Put Vince on. Right.
No, don't put Vince on because the guys in the afternoon will get mad that we put Vince on.
Oh, that's right.
This Wolfram is a little shy today.
All right. Tell him he had a good game. We appreciate all the effort.
Thanks, Chandler.
All right, I'll see you. All right, see you guys.